off, all the lights are individual of each other, but when it's on, they become one with each other as they shine the light, and they also become one with the power source. And our power source is the triune God.
Amen.
So we have to be one with both triune God and with the body itself in order to keep this testimony of the church. If one of these lights were like was just dead, it would drastically change how the ceiling would look. And just like that, if just one of us doesn't function in the meetings, then our entire testimony is just different. Amen.
I just really enjoyed how important the church is to God. And because, like, God loves the church, if we love God, we would also love the church and treasure the church and treasure the meetings. And something that I've really enjoyed is how important the young people are. I feel like before this conference, I didn't really appreciate being a young person. And I don't know, I kind of felt like, you know, high school is, I really didn't like high school. I'm like, high school is just such a bad time in my life or something. That's how I was thinking before this conference. But I've just really enjoyed that, like, the young people are really important in the church life. And the young people are important to God. And each one of us individually are precious to Him. And corporately, we are His masterpiece. And so I just really enjoyed that. We shouldn't despise our youth. And even though we are young, we really have a function in the church life. And the Lord wants to use us. And so I just encourage everyone to just be willing to let the Lord work in you.
Amen.
And to have faith that if you spend time with Him, He will work in you.
Amen.
I feel like a lot of times when I'm spending time with the Lord, I feel frustrated that I'm not changing. You know, I feel like I'm still the same. But I've just learned to trust in the Lord and to trust that if I spend time with Him and if I'm open to Him, He is operating in me.
Amen.
And He's operating each one of us if we are faithful to Him.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to be caught and occupied by God. I was touched that before Paul was called, he was in the center of the church life. So likewise, before we shouldn't think that we need to be called by God for a heavenly ministry first. We need to get ourselves into the center of the church life. That means we have to be full functioning church members. Oh, members of the body of Christ. Oh, thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. During this summer school, I really enjoyed praying. And I enjoyed that the church has a prayer ministry. And so these 10 days, I've really prayed.
Amen.
I've prayed personally to contact the Lord.
Amen.
And I've prayed corporately with the ones that I'm serving with, and especially with the sisters in our small group. I've enjoyed so much that the Lord wants us to persevere in prayer,
Amen.
That we have to pray everything through. And this week, He's really given us sweet experiences of answering our prayers,
Amen.
Really specific prayers. Prayers for baptism, prayers for a swim cap, prayers for guitar picks, prayers for phones, prayers for each other's growth in life, prayers for our relationships with one another. The Lord wants to answer our prayers. Saints, we need to pray to build up the church.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the summer school truth. Oh, Lord Jesus. These past 10 days were just really enjoyable. You know, the past year, it hasn't gone so good, and it wasn't that bad either, but still, like, the whole year, it's just in the world, right? The past year, it's just, you know, sin and world, and you're just in the world and death, but the Summer School of Truth is an outlet, right? It's just feeds you life. It separates you from the world. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for the summer school truth, Lord. Thank you for the church. We love you. Amen.
So, the Lord desires for the church to be His bride, and the only way we can get the Lord to come quickly is if we express Him on earth. So our expression in the church is how we express God. We want more. We want to bear fruit. We want more believers to come so we can get the Lord to come quickly.
And I'm so happy to be in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Aren't you proud to be in the Lord's recovery?
Amen.
Amen. So, however, I think it's sometimes I think we could be too proud to be in the Lord's recovery, because sometimes I feel like there's a subconscious development of a superiority complex over the other Christians on earth. So that's why I think that sometimes we also develop a stigma towards other denominational Christians. However, that's why I just love the emphasis so much on that we are not an anti-Christian church. We are for the we are against the division of Christianity, and we are for the oneness and the unity. And I always argue with this one brother about the validity of the denominational churches. And in middle school, he even threatened to throw out my King James Version Bible for the sole reason that it wasn't a Recovery Version Bible. But I really like this one footnote from Romans 14:1. It's a third footnote. About halfway down, it says, "We must learn not to pass judgments on the doctrinal views of others. As long as one is a genuine Christian and has a fundamental faith of the New Testament, we should not exclude him, even though he may differ from us with respect to doctrine. Rather, we should receive him in the same one Lord." Amen. So also, I really enjoyed this one hymn. This is the one that says, "Just by calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And this is actually the first young people's meeting. All the previous young people's conferences, they always left out the fourth stanza, which is, "Christians scattered throughout the earth, Lord, where is your bride of worth?" So I'm just so happy that they put in this last stanza this time. And I also really like Psalms 133:1. We pray read the verse this morning in the TA meeting. It says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brothers to dwell in unity." Yeah, so we are the 99%. We talked about how 99% of Christians, they might not even know what the vision of the church is. So that's why we have the burden to tell them what the truth is, so that we can promote the unity and the oneness instead of just bashing on the differences and putting ourselves above them.
Yeah. One thing that really stood out to me was that the church, even like in the local churches, there was always some kind of failure over and over again. And you would have thought God would have given up by now. Like, they've always failed. Why should this time be any different? But he hasn't given up on us. And I think that's just really important.
Amen. So I really enjoyed the point about Philadelphia and Laodicea. We want to aspire to be in Philadelphia. And the condition of the church in Philadelphia is that of brotherly love. They had a little power and were keeping the Lord's word and not denying his name. But we have to be careful because we do not want to fall into Laodicea, which is the degraded recovered church. In Laodicea, we see the matter of being lukewarm. And in Revelation 3:16, the Lord says that if we are lukewarm, he will spew us out of his mouth. To be spewed out from God's mouth is to lose the enjoyment of Christ. Oh, Lord, I don't want to lose your enjoyment. Amen. I want to burn for you. Amen. I want to be in Philadelphia.
Amen. So when I was little, so like 8 or 9 years old, if I couldn't sleep at night, I would pray. I would say, "Lord, help me sleep tonight." And then I would think, "Lord, do you sleep?" And coming here, I really enjoyed Song 10, where it says, "Where is the house he'll build for me?" Because I realize that the Lord has no rest. He's always working in us, but there's so many of us, and we all have so many imperfections that we still need to correct, and we still need the perfecting. And so I was just really touched at how much the Lord does for us, because going to school, that's like 7 hours of my day, right? I come home, and I'm already really tired, but the Lord has been working for over 2,000 years. So, Lord, saints, help us build up the church so the Lord can have somewhere to rest.
Amen. Saints, prayer really works. I also live about an hour away from my locality, so it's pretty hard, and I can't go to the young people's meetings or the house meetings. So I just usually go to the Lord's table meetings, and I wish I could go to more, but I've been praying for like a year. Lord, I want to go to more meetings, and Lord, I want companions. Well, the Lord over this summer has brought a bunch of my friends that I have from school. Most of them have actually been saved. And me talking to my mom, she said, "Why don't we have a home meeting here?" She told me that including this week. And this week I've been praying a lot about it. And I've also been fellowshipping with the brothers. And they said, you know, talk to us as well. We can go and we can all spend time together.
Saints, you need companions. As part of the 10th grade sisters, We've been reading the Bible every single Sunday night, actually for 2 years, and for some, including me, 3 years. And I just really would like to emphasize the point that when you're alone, it's really easy for Satan to just attack you. But when you're with your companions, it's just such a strong bond. And I remember, so for the past year, we've been using Skype to call each other. And there was one sister whom I hadn't seen in a long time, and she wasn't joining the calls. So then one day, I just texted her, and I was like, oh, hey, where are you? I haven't seen you on the calls. And so she was like, oh, I don't have enough storage on my phone. But an hour later or something, that she sent me a screenshot of Skype partially downloaded. And that just made me so happy, because I knew I was going to see her that night, and I was just going to be able to read the Bible with her and just have fellowship with her and just spend, like, really amazing and enjoyable time with her. Amen. And so I would just encourage you, all of you, to just have companions and to just keep in touch with them over the years. Because they shouldn't just be a conference thing where you just say hi to them and then you just forget about them once you leave the conferences. You should keep in touch with them. And when you have companions, it's not just a label you just give to a brother or sister. By having companions, you build and you shepherd each other so that you just grow in life together.
Amen. So I really enjoyed the message on the priesthood for the building up of the church. And so us, the church, the members, are actually the priesthood. And so in Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 64b, it says, therefore they were considered defiled and were excluded from the priesthood. And so we see here that we need to be holy and to be separated from the common things, the worldly things, unto the holy God. And from this, we can build up the church.
Amen. I was really touched that our Lord still doesn't have a resting place. And so Hannah lended Samuel to the Lord, and this is because he did not have anyone in that age. And we are his masterpiece. And even though we may not see the worth in ourselves, or we may not understand why the Lord loves us or why the Lord chose us, he is never discouraged with us. He knew from the beginning that we would fail. And we just have to trust in him that he will work in us.
When Jesus Christ our Lord came down to earth, he was both fully God and man. However, he was his manly flesh was without sin. He only became in the likeness of man, but he was still equal on power with God. He did not choose to become a king. He chose to become the form of a slave. And this is powerful because he emptied himself of the world and laying aside what he And now he laid aside what he possessed, which was the form of God. And he became in the likeness of man, and he humbled and humiliated himself. He made himself the lowest rank and allowed other, and he was arrested, humiliated, and abused. Yet he remained silent, and he humbled himself to the uttermost, which was, once he ascended, he became exalted to the highest authority in heaven. And this should become a pattern for us, because we need to empty ourselves of worldly things. We need to become slaves to the Lord, and we need to humble ourselves to the uttermost. And this is an incorruptible pattern for us. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to become incorruptible for the building up of your church.
Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. O Lord Jesus, just give me an ear for hearing your word, Lord. Give me a heart for loving you. Lord, just make me an overcomer. Lord, I give my junior year to you. I give my entire life to you, Lord. I just want to eat of the tree of life. Just keep me from all the worldly temptations. Lord, keep me.
Lord, thank you for the body, Lord. Thank you that we can build the church, Lord. Thank you for the church too, Lord. And thank you for all these wonderful saints here, Lord, today. Thank you that you died on the cross and you can forgive our sins for that, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hebrews 11:27 says, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he persevered as one seeing the unseen one. I can really testify that this week I have seen the unseen one. Yeah. I have just realized that the Lord is seeking. He's seeking a place of rest, a counterpart, and he's seeking ones according to his heart. Lord, just make me a David of this age. I just give my junior year to you, Lord. Lord, I just consecrate my life to you.
The church as God's masterpiece is a corporate and universal new man. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new." If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. We are God's masterpiece. There are first drafts of things, and there are final drafts. The old creation, which was the first draft of God's masterpiece, did not have the divine life and nature of God. We are the final draft. We have the divine life and nature of God. This touched me as God, who can do everything and anything, gave his only begotten Son just to give us his divine nature.
Saints, I'm just so happy for the body of Christ. I'm so glad that we have this and that we can also have spiritual companions. Well, you know, every year I always go around and I try to collect signatures of people on my lesson book with all the outlines. And this year I was like, you know what? Instead of signatures, let me start collecting emails and phone numbers. You know, I want to stay connected with the body because there's a hymn that says, "My going on is for you. Your going on is for me. Not separate entities. I need you saints desperately. So I really need all of you." And, you know, I'm just so encouraged by everyone around me. There are so many people, both older and younger than me, who have done so much shepherding, and I'm just so thankful to that. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, thank you for the glorious body of Christ. Amen.
Hey, I really enjoyed it about the having one church, and that's one church only, as we're all in that one church. I've experienced where I was sitting in my homeroom reading my book, and this group of people in front of me were talking about something about being confirmed last night, some about Catholic churches, and one of the kids in the group noticed I was wearing the red SST last year's life shirt, and she saw the big word Christ written across my chest here, and she said, "Hey, Richard, hey, you're a Christian, right? What church do you go to?" And I look up from my book, and I'm like, okay, I can answer this. I open my mouth, and I realize, hey, wait a minute. What church do I belong to? And the question kind of stuck in my head the entire day, right? So I said, like, oh, I'll probably ask the saints at my church. So next week, I went to the Young People's Prophecy meeting, and I asked the question, what church are we in? And a lot of the saints, they didn't know what the answer was. But I wrote very clearly in my notes here, there is only one church. Amen. So if anyone ever asks you, what church do you go to? The same one as you.
I was really impressed with the point that God needs the young people for the building up of his church. Sometimes we might feel that we are too young to serve or help with the building of the body, but this isn't the case, and we just shouldn't despise our youth. The Lord is calling us, and we just need to answer his call. So, Lord, I just consecrate myself to you and your building.
Amen. One thing I got from this SSOT was the pattern of John in session 15, and like he was exiled, and he was sent to the island of Patmos without any of his possessions, but he stayed in his spirit the entire time and received many revelations from God and wrote the book of Revelation. And so we must be like John and remain faithful to the end, even if our friends leave the church life.
I enjoy that God asked man to build up his church. God can do anything, yet he asked man to build up his church. And we have to build it up because then he can come back. So a way we can build up is by going to the meetings. So like prayer meetings, we may think that's for the adults, not for the young people, but we are the adults. And so we need to stay in the center of the church life so he can come back.
So I enjoyed the importance of companions, and after the spring conference, I began reading with a brother, and we read I think every day for like a solid 2 weeks, and like during that period of time, I was so refreshed, and like I always had something to share at the meetings. And then after all, we kind of fell off, and then every time like I went to the meetings, I wouldn't speak, I didn't enjoy anything, I didn't even touch the Lord during that week. It just made me realize like how important it is to have companions. And my squad, we actually resolved to call each other each week. We're all from different localities, most of us. And then we're just going to call each other each week and just pray for our friends, just pray for just anything in general. And just, amen.
I enjoyed the point about the importance of participating in the church life, because, like, even as one brother mentioned a while ago, just saying amen is like an I agree, and that's participating. Even just going to the meetings, and if you know some music, doing music service or doing children's service or even volunteering just to clean the bathrooms. But because we always often overlook these, we often don't think about where the food comes from, where the bread and the wine, we almost take them for granted. But there are people that work to do that, and we don't give them enough appreciation. And I enjoyed that we're running this relay race together, and the baton has been passed down to us. So, and we are in the home stretch of this relay race. So, Lord, I give myself to you for your return.
I was just touched by the point where the brother talked about how there are many patterns that we may follow, but they're all corruptible. And I experienced this myself when I was, because when I was younger, there used to be a lot of YP meetings at my house, and I was always touched and, like, inspired by them, because I heard the singing and it sounded so joyful. And so I was really excited to join the YP, and when I finally did, I was so happy. But then as time passed, some of the people who I looked up to started to stop coming to the meeting, and I got really discouraged. But Lord, may just be a Peter. Lord, may just stay strong in spirit, even if there are not many.
Amen.
I was very touched by the matter of the Lord giving us little power, which means that we just try our best. And sometimes that little power can just manifest when me waking up in the morning and being, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm tired. But that one little opening allows the Lord to come into you and work on you throughout the day. And just like how when Michelangelo was working on the David, he spent 18 months just looking around it, not even touching it, and then he spent 2 years working on it in secret, the Lord is working us in a very hidden way. And just like, also like the David, the minute it was revealed, it was an instant masterpiece. And so when the church is finally built, the church will be an instant masterpiece, and the Lord will return.
I was just really deeply impressed with the point that the church life is our preservation. Yeah. In 2 Timothy 2:22, it says, "But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." And then this week, the Lord touched me to speak about a certain problem to one of the serving brothers. This is a problem I always had, but I never spoke to the church because I felt like it was too embarrassing to say. But I just brought it up to a serving brother, and we just prayed about it. And all that prayer strengthened me, saying we should never think that any problem is too embarrassing to speak to the saints. Our saints is there for you. They're there to support you. And that's the only way we could stand and be built together.
So during these 10 days, I kind of had a personal experience about how the gates of Hades will try to prevail against us. So I guess the first thing was I was playing outside during rec, and I got hurt during Ultimate Frisbee. And then I went and I played football, and I got hit in the face with the football. And then today I found out that a good amount of my guitar picks were not there. And so I was, like, really mad. And then the first part of the Lord's table, I was really out of it because I was just so, you know, in my flesh. And Satan will just try, the enemy will just try to bring you down. And, you know, we are in a spiritual warfare. Amen. We are spiritual warriors, and we have to build up with each other, you know, for the building of the church.
Amen. Wow, the body is so important to God's plan, right? We can't just focus on Christ alone, because God's plan is Christ and the church, right? We need to be body conscious. We need to understand that our functioning in the church life will build up the church and further God's plan. And that's why we can't despise our functions. We can't despise our portion. We might think that, oh, we're no good. We're not worthy of speaking. But God knows everything that you've done and everything that you will do. And he still chose us, right? He still chose us knowing all of our faults, because he can work through us. And that's why for us to function, even if it's just a little bit, you know, young people have a special power that even if they just function a little bit, it is so encouraging, and it can build up the body in a tremendous way. So we all need to function.
Oh, praise the Lord for this body. Amen. I was just really touched this week, the fact that the Lord has a need.
Can you believe that, saints? God has a need. And so these five words from Ezra chapter 1 was, stir up, rise up, go up, bring up, and build up. Oh, Lord Jesus, make us like David. Oh, we want to be a man according to your heart. So, saints, we just need to respond to our calling to build this body.
Amen. Brother Peter was talking about how Satan will try to get through every crack we have. And then Brother Ricky talked about choosing and refusing at the right time will qualify us to be builders. And I just realized how many times I didn't choose and refuse at the right time. Even during the meeting, you know, I slept during one. And so I realized that I need to really stay in my spirit and power through.
Amen. Lord, oh, Lord Jesus, I just forgot everything I was going to say. Okay, amen. We want to be overcomers. I enjoyed that the way to be overcomers is not that you need to do so many extravagant things, but that you have a little power. Revelation 3:8 says, I know your works. Behold, I've put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Amen. I enjoyed that that we have a little power, and whether it be serving in the children's meeting, going up to share and prophesy, or even supporting the saints with an amen, you can function in the church. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I just really had this fresh enjoyment that we were all chosen by God before the creation of the world. And it's like you, me, us, everyone, we were chosen, not because we were born in the church or that someone by chance preached the gospel to us. But God destined us to be here, be in the Lord's recovery. And also I enjoyed that the truths and revelations, they're hidden in plain sight. They're all right in front of us. We just have to open up our eyes and see them. Lord, just open up my eyes so we can see the vision. Oh, Christ and the church.
I just enjoyed that all members of the body are important and have their own unique function. This means that no member can rely on another saint to function for them, because we all have our own individual portions in the church life. Amen. We just need to be functioning members to build up the body.
Amen. Saints, I was touched yesterday when Brother Ricky shared that there are some saints who use the Lord as a genie, who only call him whenever they need something. And I realized that that was me before the Summer School of Truth. But isn't it only fair that when the Lord gives us what we want, we give him back what he wants, which is a place to rest? And saints, it may have been a long week for some people, but we need to continue building up the church even after this Summer School of Truth. Amen. And then we want to build up your church.
Amen. What I enjoyed is that we're never too young to serve or bear responsibilities in the church life. By serving, we're learning to serve the Lord for eternity. And I just want to serve the Lord for eternity.
Amen. Saints, brothers and sisters, we have successfully completed the Summer School of Truth. Amen. We have been stirred up. Amen. Now we have to rise up, amen, go up, amen, bring up, amen, and build up the church. Amen. On the back of your Summer School of Truth shirts is Matthew 16:18. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So when we go home, we have to attend all the church meetings, attend the home meetings, and don't forget to serve the children.
I have made many consecrations since my first SST 4 years ago, and I have failed at every one of them. But praise the Lord, that is okay, because the Lord is still working in me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that no matter how many times I fail, you will never give up on me. Amen.
I really enjoyed that the YP aren't a side of the church. We must function, and having companions will help our spirit to burn. And we must love our locality and build the church on the right ground. Amen.
SSOT, I was really touched that we are the Lord's masterpiece. Michelangelo examined the chunk of rock he used to sculpt David for 18 months, and the Lord is watching over us right now, waiting for us to build up his resting place. Amen. We all need to bear responsibility in the church and give our whole lives to it. If Jesus humbled himself enough to die for us, then spending time with him should be easy. Sometimes I still find myself in the ways of the world, but I need to turn to my spirit so I can fully experience the church life. Lord, just help me to leave the world behind. Lord, I want to be perfected for your building.
I was impressed that on how important it was that we need to have companions to build each other up. So Satan will try to get at us, and it's like a bully trying to like go after a small child. If you have a whole group of friends surrounding you, they're not going to be able to like get at you because you'll have them to encourage you. So the same thing works with Satan. He's not going to be able to get through all our friends and companions. And we can just like help each other and encourage each other to go to the meetings and stuff. Amen. So, amen for companions.
Amen.
I enjoy that once we are regenerated, we are priests separated from the world. To be a priest, you must be one with it and possessed by the Lord. So, Lord, help me to be one with you. Lord, help me to preach the gospel to my friends and build your church.
Amen.
Amen. I was just so touched by this matter of God's sovereignty. I think sometimes the Lord arranges us in different situations in our life, and we really, really wish we weren't in them. I think I've definitely had these experiences in the past, but we just need to realize that the Lord is working in us, right? The way Michelangelo, he worked on David, right? He's constantly infusing his life into us. And not only that, he supplied us with just personal fellowship. The power of personal fellowship is so, so great. And he's also supplied us with companions. Right, and so, you know, sometimes I think we kind of fall in the school year because of stress, because of anxiety. But you know, whenever that happens, just remind yourself we just need to remind ourselves that the Lord would just turn us back to Him, and no matter what situation.
Oh, Lord, I have seen the church. Amen. Lord, I just want to consecrate my senior year to you. Amen. Oh, Lord, where are we going for college? Amen. I just want to stay in the church life.
Amen.
Saints, are we members or are we spectators?
No, I really was impressed that we have a choice, you know. I really touched that the church, you know, it says church life, you know. It's not a church club. It's not something we sign up for and we're just there, you know. It's a church life. You know, I'm really impressed that there are three wills on this earth. There's man's will, there's God's will, and there's Satan's will, you know. If in the church life we're just sitting there in the meetings, maybe we think that we're not doing anything wrong. But in reality, if we're not choosing God's will, which is for us to function in a living way in the meetings, really the only other choice is Satan's will, you know? You know, the Lord hasn't given us, maybe we're not spiritual giants, like the brother said, but the Lord has given us a little power to function. You know, many times we have this concept that our portion as young people isn't very important, you know? But a brother in my group gave this example of a barbecue, you know? Some brothers and saints, they bring the meat, they bring the bread, and sometimes we think that's the most important thing. But without the ketchup, without the mustard, all these other things, it's really useless. And that's the same with us, you know, young people. We're not children. That's what Satan wants us to think, that we're children, not useful in the Lord's recovery. But actually, we're very important living members of the church life.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm just so grateful for this summer school of truth because it's really refreshed my faith in prayer. Amen. Because we prayed in our small groups, like, specific prayers. And so many times the Lord has come and answered our prayers. Amen. Whether it was about baptism, the electricity, feeling energized, having perfect verses, anything. The Lord just came to our rescue.
Amen.
And this is all accomplished because of his mercy towards
Amen.
Us. So we need to do something for the Lord. We need to have his heart's desire. We need to be like David. We need to turn this age. We need to take the baton. Be ready for the Lord's coming.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed how we have to be a factor of life in the meetings. And a lot of times, like, during the YP meetings, I feel like the meeting is just dead. And, like, I feel like I'm going to a dead meeting. But we have to be those who are the factor of life.
Amen.
We just we can't wait for the serving ones to just lead us on. We have to be those who pursue.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoy the matter of the meetings. We need the meetings, and the meeting needs us.
Amen.
There's a portion of the meeting that only we can fulfill, so we really have to be functioning members.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, I enjoy the need for companions. Saints, this is not a choice. This is not an option.
To survive in this age, we need companions. 2 Timothy 2:22, but flee youthful lusts, pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Wow, okay. Before this SST, I had no companions. I was really discouraged because I'm in a small locality, there are no other brother YPs, and I felt that they just needed to always be there in the meetings with me. But praise the Lord, the body is universal, and the Lord has shown me some companions I can pray with.
So I've had a really rough year. I was hospitalized for 2 months, and then I was hospitalized for 2 more months later in the year. So in total, I missed 4 months of school. And I just feel like the whole time I was just in a really worldly place. I was really in my flesh. I was really close to, you know, Satan in a way. And I felt like really far from the church. And so when I first came to SST, I felt like it was very difficult to get into the mood and get into my spirit. But the Lord is our Savior, and you just have to call to him, and you just have to be honest with him, and he'll be there for you.
Amen. Amen. I really like how God gave each one of us gifts, you know? And this is the little power that we all have. No matter if we're young or too or old, you know, we're never too young or never too old. I really enjoyed Ephesians 11 to 16. God gave some as apostles, you know, some as prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. We're never too young to serve. And when we exercise our little power that we have, we can naturally become companions of one another to build up the church. Amen.
Amen. The SOT has been so enjoyable and full of life. So as many of you guys are aware that we're living in an age that's really dark and corrupt, and it's only going to get more darker. But praise the Lord, we can shine as the lampstands. Amen. We can stand as the aggregate of all the lampstands. Amen. And all of us matter so much in the eyes of God. But we just need to use our little power. So Lord, just let us help us use our little power. Amen. Lord, thank you. We can just shine as luminaries in this dark age. Amen.
Satan is a very intelligent enemy. We can see this when he changed his strategy from persecuting Christians to allowing Christianity throughout the Roman Empire. I used to always think that this was a huge boon for Christianity throughout history, but after this SSOT, I realized that that was actually a huge downfall for the church, for the building up of the church. Although, for history class, that's probably not the case. Anyway, I was also amazed that God predicted all of this in the book of Revelation. We saw all this in the seven churches, and we want to keep building up the church to be in the Church of Philadelphia.
1 Corinthians 12:12, for even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. I just really enjoy that during this time, you know, seeing what the body is, and even having a consciousness of the body. I guess I just really have a fresh appreciation, you know, being with the YP and being with the other serving ones, you know, what fellowship means. What fellowship means is that realizing the total inadequacy of my own self. In fellowship, I acknowledge my insufficiency and incompetency, and I also acknowledge my need of the body. Thank you.
So I really enjoyed lesson 14, which is our need to serve for a building up of the church, and how like even young people should serve in a church. Amen. And so in the lesson, the verse what touched me was Romans 12:11. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. And also I picked up a verse in 1 Timothy 4:12, which is let no one despise your youth, but be a pattern to believers in a word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Amen. And so we're always talking about how young people should consecrate themselves to the Lord. And in order for them to do that, they cannot despise their youth. They have to serve in a church.
I enjoyed how important the church is to God. He is willing to wait for the church to be built up. So it's crucial for us to build up the church. Without building up the church, God has no place to rest.
Amen. Amen, saints. So actually, I'm really, really glad that I was able to come here to the Summer School of Truth. And it's because all throughout my life, I've always cared about what people thought about me. Every look, every glance, every whisper, I thought it was about me. That's selfish, but in a bad way. I thought that they were all gossiping about me. I thought they were talking trash about me behind my back. And they probably do. I don't know. But one day, the Lord told me that, what's the point? I was like, what's the point of caring what people think about me? You know, and I realized that Satan, like a previous brother said, is very intelligent because he knows a way to separate us. And instead, for us, instead of spending our time like hating on one another and judging one another, we could have used that time to spend more with the Lord and to, you know, turn our intentions to something else and not to something worldly. So I'm just very lucky and very glad to be here because I was able to learn. Amen.
So I like the section 4 where they say the two aspects for the church, universal and local. Right. So I like when the church universal is one, no matter where you're from, because the Lord loves everyone. People.
Amen.
In Romans 10:12, they say,
for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all. And rich to all who call upon him.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, saints, hearing all of your testimonies and how some of you guys, your family members aren't in the church life, but, you know, you still find a way to make it to the meetings, and you still find a way to go to the YP meetings, and you're even here. It's just such an encouragement, because I feel like where the Lord has placed me, I'm so fortunate to have parents who are saved and grandparents who are saved and so many aunts and uncles around me who are in the church life actively. But, you know, sometimes I just feel like I'm not in my spirit at all. And the matter of prayer and, you know, consecrating yourself to the Lord and really turning back to the Lord is so important. Because for me, sometimes I'll just find myself sitting at home with the Bible and the hymn book and even, you know, the past conferences booklet right in front of me. And I still find a way to pass all of that and go find something else to do. So, you know, I just wanted to say, Lord, please keep us all turning back to you. Lord, it's just so important that we keep our hearts open to you.
More coming up now, and we're going to go to 30 seconds. Please honor the piano. Honor the piano. You hear the piano? Just stop.
So many people try to find comfort in the world, and clearly the world has no idea what it's doing. It's trying to guide us to Satan, but a lot of its rules make no sense. If any of you guys are in school, there are anti-bullying programs. One of the programs at my school tried to tell students to go up to the bully and say, I feel like you are hurting my feelings. How many of you have done that? My point exactly. One, I guess. In either Kansas or Nebraska, I don't remember which, but it doesn't really matter, it's illegal to go whale fishing. Do you guys know where Kansas and Nebraska is? It's in the middle of the United States. There are no whales in Kansas or Nebraska. And in, I believe, California, it's illegal to go fishing off of the back of a giraffe. If you own a giraffe, I believe you should have the right to go fishing off the back of the giraffe. But clearly, God knows what he's doing. Amen. He's had a purpose since eternity past, and that's to build up the church.
Amen. Saints, we are God's masterpiece.
Amen.
The Mona Lisa is not God's masterpiece. The Jade is not God's masterpiece. But we are God's masterpiece.
Amen.
But we are still a work in progress. But just like Michelangelo saw a masterpiece in that piece of stone, the Lord has seen the masterpiece in us.
Amen.
Saints, the prayer ministry is just so enjoyable.
Amen.
Just yesterday, I was able to graduate with perfect verses, but that would have not been possible without the prayers from my small group. In the span of 2 days, they just prayed for me to finish all 56 verses just in time for graduation.
Amen.
So saints, we just have to be specific in our prayer and persevere in our prayers.
Amen.
Amen. When Adam was naming the animals, oh, he just saw that each animal had a pair, right? And he just desired a counterpart. But not just animals have pairs, so do flowers and bugs. They all have their counterparts. And since Adam was made in the likeness of God, we could also see that God so desires a counterpart. That is the church. And isn't that amazing, saints, that we could be God's counterpart? Amen. Man, Lord, I just want to know more of your heart. I just want to build up your church.
Man, I enjoyed that if we allow the Lord to have a dwelling place in our spirit, he will be expressed through us. So in our daily living, we can express God by enjoying him. And this is God's desire, that he would have his chosen people to express and represent him. So, O Lord Jesus, make me a living testimony for you. Amen. Lord, keep me turning to you. Amen. Lord, I want to build up your church.
Amen. I was really touched to be a serving one in the church. Always watch out for the service in the church. Don't think you are too young to serve. Don't be afraid to make mistake. We are learning by serving. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, I want to give myself to serving you.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the body. Matthew 16:18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I had a failure during the SST, and immediately self-introspection came in, and I was like in my flesh, and I was really, really sad. But praise the Lord, there was a serving one near me, and she reminded me, this is just the enemy. So if I was alone, I could have been prevailed against. But in the church, the gates of Hades cannot prevail. Amen.
I really enjoyed the point that our Lord has a need as well. Before SST, I would usually just come to the Lord for my own needs. Like, I have this huge math test coming up next tomorrow, and I've only studied for 2 hours, and I'm really bad at math. So please help me. But, saints, we need to understand that our Lord also has a need.
Sometimes I worry that I can't be as active in the church life after the summer school of truth, but because the world is so corrupt and it's so easy to be distracted because the enemy is really sneaky. So, Lord Jesus, help me to continue pursuing you even after the summer school of truth.
Amen.
So there was a small important thing that Brother Ricky mentioned yesterday, and it was that God isn't a genie in a bottle. Like, many people go to, like, and pray just when they want something or need something at that moment, but I think we should make it a habit and pray as much as we can every day.
Amen. I just really enjoyed that God chose each and every one of us, and he predestinated us knowing that we would fall. But he loved me, and he regenerated me and brought me into the church life.
Amen.
And so even if we fall, we just need to keep our hearts open to him.
Amen.
And keep turning to him.
Amen.
And saints, there's a spiritual war going on with the Lord, and we just need to be his warriors.
Amen.
The gates of Hades will always go up against the building of the church, but we just need to be faithful in the Lord and persevere.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed that the Lord has a need. Sometimes, I just feel that the Lord has met so many of my needs. Whenever I'm anxious, he gave me peace. Whenever I was tired, he would give me strength. But now I know that the Lord has a need, too. He needs the church to be built up. Oh, Lord, you know so much about me, but I want to know about you. I want to know what's on your heart.
Ephesians 4:12, for the perfecting of the saints,
Amen.
And to the work of the ministry,
Amen.
And to the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed seeing what it means, what perfecting means. Before, perfecting just sounded like something very artificial and forced, but it was so good to see that perfecting is just to supply life.
Amen.
And perfecting is not in the realm of procedure, but it's with the life supply.
Amen.
It's for the nourishment, for the growth in life.
Amen.
So just coming here at this, for the Summer School of Truth to be a TA, I just had all these concepts of what it means to take care of the young people and how group time should be spent. But all those concepts were just shattered. Praise the Lord. Oh, we're not here in the realm of right and wrong. We're just here in the realm of life. And this is the life that builds up the church. And so I was just appreciating that the Lord, He, if you just see, read the Bible, just how he took care of each one. He just went to where they're at. He didn't condemn them. He didn't say, stop doing this or doing it wrong. He just gave them life. Yeah. He just loved them. And I feel like just this is what we need in the body. For the building, we just need to love each other. But not with our love, but with his love. Because he loves the church. Yeah.
Well, let's say hallelujah together. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen. Praise the Lord for the Summer School of Truth on the church.
Amen.
We are here for the building of the church.
Amen.
And this building takes place day by day.
Amen.
So surely we have seen something.